The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Christ. After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus said to him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then a devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against the stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil was finished every test. He departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. It's wonderful to have all these guests here today. It really makes the church filled up, and when we look on live stream, it's going to look like, wow, they're really doing something there today, and we are. But I have a question for everybody, okay? Now, honesty is one of the things scouts, right? You know, to be honest. So you have to be honest. Have you ever been tempted to take a shortcut in something in your life? Raise your hand. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Some of you are honest and some of you were not scouts. Yeah. I think all of us can think of a story in our lives when maybe we took a shortcut and it didn't turn out as we planned. Now, I have one of those stories. I have a terrible sense of direction. You can ask my husband. Yes, he's laughing back there. I decided the GPS was invented for me because it's the only way I can get around. But before there was GPS and cell phones, I know you young people are thinking, man, you are old. Yeah, I am old. But there, my oldest son, was playing soccer. We lived in Dallas at the time. And my husband had shown me a shortcut to get home from the soccer field. It was only about 15 minutes from our house. And, well, one day I was doing it, and I said, I'm going to do the shortcut. And my son Andrew and I were in the car, and an hour later, we made it home. When I pulled up to this highway on the far east side of Dallas, I knew I had taken a wrong turn. Yeah, it took us an hour to get home. Maybe some of us would like to take a shortcut through our Lent, the 40 days of Lent. Our Lenten season in the church models the 40 days of fasting that Jesus did in the wilderness. 40 days may seem like a long time to us, and in our modern life, we are tempted to take shortcuts, to do things faster. Maybe you're not caught up in shortcuts as I am. But if we're all honest with ourselves, We are a nation of shortcuts. We have drive-through fast food, DoorDash, microwaves, email, Facebook, text messaging, blogs, tweets, I could go on. We are available 24/7 with our cell phones, which is not always a good thing. But we are a nation that faster is better. But in some things, there are no shortcuts, because sometimes our shortcuts don't always take us to the place we intended to go. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus is tempted by the devil with some shortcuts. By taking a closer look at how Jesus responds to the shortcut temptations, we can learn some valuable lessons ourselves. First, on how to recognize when a shortcut temptation is not from God. Secondly, how to combat these temptations in our lives. And thirdly, how we see past temptations to God's purpose for our lives and wait on God. Our gospel reading from Luke takes place right after Jesus' baptism and before his public ministry. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, is led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days of fasting. Have you ever fasted? Anybody ever fast? Yeah. It's no matter what, giving something up for 40 days is a tough thing to do. It's not easy, especially when it's something that doesn't come natural to us. Going without or very limited food for 40 days is not an easy thing for anyone. So in order to accomplish what the Spirit has driven Jesus to do, Jesus must rely on God's strength and wait on God to take care of him. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 40 tells us, "Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." At the end of Jesus' 40 days of fasting in the wilderness, Scripture tells us that Jesus was famished. Not just hungry, not just tummy rumbling. He was starving. And it is at this point, this critical point, when he is physically weak, that the devil decides to tempt him. You see, that's how the devil tempts us, in our weakness, when we are the most risk of being tempted. How many have ever gone to the grocery store when they were super hungry? Okay? How'd that work out for you? I hate grocery shopping, which is why I send my husband grocery shopping all the time, because it's too tempting for me. It's like, I don't know, but ice cream and chocolate just jump into my cart when I'm grocery shopping, and I know I don't need any of that. Jesus is very hungry after 40 days of fasting, and the devil tempts him first, not only with food, but questioning his identity. Luke tells us the devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus could have done what the devil was asking, but instead, Jesus trusts in God and waits on God and says, quoting Scripture in Deuteronomy, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone." Our lives are sustained on more than just food. Life is both physical and spiritual. Jesus knew that this temptation was not of God because it challenged what the Father had already told Jesus during his baptism. "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Jesus knew who he was, God's Son, and God would provide for him. And he also strengthened in his resolve because Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit. In his second temptation, the devil tempts Jesus with instant power, power without all the work and suffering. The power to stop all poverty and suffering. The power to bring instant peace in the world. That would be very tempting, but at what cost? What if someone told you, I'll pay you $1 million a year if you turn your back on God? Would you do it? Might be a little tempting, huh? No training, no classes, no working your way up the corporate ladder, no merit badges to earn, right? It might be tempting, but what's the long-term cost of the shortcut? Well, the devil shows Jesus the kingdoms of the world and tells him that he could have it all if he just worshiped the devil. Well, Jesus sees through the devil's lies and shortcuts and the real cost and responds once again from Scripture. And he says, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. There is no quick and easy road to Masonic glory, no shortcut, and Jesus knew that. The third temptation of Jesus is probably the most disturbing to me. The devil tempts Jesus by quoting Scripture himself, namely what we read in Psalm, or we heard sung in Psalm 91. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from is written. He will command his angels concerning you and protect you. And their hands shall bear you up so you will not dash your foot against the stone. Jesus recognizes the remark as a bold test of faith and puts God in a show me your love for me position. That's not always a good position to be in. What we say, God, if you really care for me, you'll do whatever for me. Maybe you never verbalized it, but maybe we've said it in our mind too. The third temptation really points to our lack of faith in God, lack in faith that God really cares for us. Jesus told us that every hair on our head is numbered, and God loves us so much that he numbers those hairs on our head. Now, I'm losing a lot of hair right now. So I don't know if that means God loves me less. And if you're having problems with that, don't be worried, because God counted them a long time ago. Jesus answered the scripture again with Deuteronomy, the devil, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Then the devil departs Jesus. Jesus understands exactly what we are facing when it comes to being tempted. He is the person that it says in Hebrews that he understands and sympathizes with our weakness. For we have someone that has been tested in everything and yet did not sin. This is the God we worship, who understands what we face and freely gives us grace and forgiveness when we fall short of God's plan for us. When we fall into sin and temptations, when shortcuts just don't work out for us. As we commit ourselves to a holy Lent, let us draw closer to God by getting to know God's character through Scripture. There's no shortcut to getting to know Scripture for ourselves. You have to put the time in. You have to know it yourself so that you can know God's voice, because if somebody up here is telling you something that's not true, how are you going to know if you don't know God's voice yourself? As I was discerning to become a priest over 25 years ago, I was faced with people telling me, well, women shouldn't be priests, shouldn't be leadership of the church, and cited some of Scripture that said, you know, women should be silent in the church out of Timothy. But I knew Scripture myself by that point, and I knew God's character in Scripture, and I saw all the women, the strong women that helped spread God's word, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So I didn't listen to that voice. I cannot stress enough of knowing Scripture yourself. It is key to hearing God's voice, to knowing what you need to be doing. We must take Scripture as a whole and not pick and choose passages that agree with our worldview. We must seek God's worldview because it is a much bigger picture. There's no shortcuts in knowing Scripture yourself. When facing temptations, also remember, like Jesus, we can combat temptations through the strength given to us in the Holy Scripture. That's how we stay connected. Now, we have a lot of scouts here today, which is a great thing. We have Girl Scouts, we have Scouting America, Boy Scouts. And yesterday, we had one of our scouts, I call you mine, you know. I know you're not, but I still call you mine. Ricky Street received the highest honor you can receive as a scout. He received his Eagle Scout. And I think that deserves a round of applause. Yeah. All right. Now, Ricky, Ricky, I've decided I am getting to know him better. You're an overachiever, aren't you? Yes, yes. He's only a sophomore, and he already has 70 merit badges. Now, in the talk, I was here yesterday. How many is required for Eagle Scout? 23? 23. See, I was listening. Okay. 23 is required to be an Eagle Scout. He has 70, and you still have two more years of high school, right? Okay. He needs a woodworking one, Johnny. So my husband's a woodworker, so if you need that one. Anybody needs a woodworking one, you see my husband after service. So he'll help you. He turns, does all that kind of stuff. But there's no shortcuts to being an Eagle Scout, is there? You have to put the work in, right? Yeah. Only, 6% of scouts make it to Eagle Scout? I was listening yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, there is no shortcuts for some things in life, and there's no shortcuts for us in our faith. We just can't, it doesn't just like, you don't put the Bible on your head and think it's going to, osmosis going to come in. We have to put the work in. And Jesus totally relied on the Father when he was needing that in that wilderness experience for 40 days. While it's great to give up like chocolate or bad habits over Lent, it's also, you have to ask ourselves, is this helping me to draw closer to God? Because that's the point of Lent, the 40 days, is to deepen not our willpower, but our will to on God during this time. If 40 days in Lent is just an excuse for our own willpower, then we're going to emerge drained and broken. And Jesus used the 40 days in the wilderness to strengthen him for the demands that would be placed on him in his 3 years of ministry. To know God, to rely on God, to be strengthened by God does not happen in an instant. Remember, there are no shortcuts to living out God's plan for us. Amen.